弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Yeah. 很高兴可以在这边跟大家问候。
And once again, super stoked to, you know, greet you guys all here.
所以我说早的时候，你们也可以回应啊，你们也可以说早。
So when I say good morning, you guys should good morning me back.
早。
Good morning.
那有些人喜欢说早上好。
Some wants to say.Really good in this morning.
我跟各位说啊，愿主耶稣基督的平安与你同在。
And I like to say, may the peace of Jesus Christ be with you.
那我这样说的时候，你们也要对我跟 Frank 说，也与你们同在。
But when I say that, you guys should also, you know, greet us back, say.Peace be with you and for, James as well.
好不好？我们先用中文讲一次，然后用英文讲一次。我说，当我说愿主耶稣基督的平安与你们同在，你们就说也与你们同在。
So we will say that in Chinese and English. So when I say may the peace of Jesus Christ be with you, you will tell James and I. So be with you as well.
Or yeah, be with you also.
Be with you also.
All right? 好，愿主耶稣基督的平安与你们同在。See, it feels good, yeah?
It's so good.
Yeah.
May the peace of Jesus Christ be with you. Thank you.
And be with you also. Okay, let's try that. It's okay. Let's get it going on.
Yeah, we got to work on our
English
here.
May the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And be with also.
There you go. And be with you also. So good.
Good
yeah,
job,
that's、
guys.
Better than just peace, right? Because we used to say 平安, it's like peace. That just doesn't sound the same.
You know, it's better to say Jesus Christ is peace than just peace, right? Big difference.
我上一次在这边跟各位用神的话分享是2月19号。
Last time I've, you know, shared the gods with you, physical being here, was February 19th.
一晃眼一个半月快两个月过去了。
And, you know, blink of an eye, it's a month and a half past.
很感谢神 Fontana 教会的刘宏富长老还有 Hambron 那边的胡植全长老还有我们自己的胡贤俊弟兄在过去这几周来到我们当中分享神的话。
And I'm really grateful and happy that, you know, our Pastor Liu from Fontana Church, our Pastor Wu, Elder Wu from our Ahamba Church, and our brother Peter Hu also, you know, came up and served and preached.
那我也很感谢神，现在真的是科技发达。
And I'm also very thankful for this, you know, advancement in technology.
所以呢，那个Peter 在这边讲到的时候呢，我也跟各位一起聚会。我在台湾，我是半夜的时候起来跟你们一起聚会。
Wow. So when Peter was sharing, I actually woke up at midnight and then joined online, and then I was worshiping the Lord with all of us.
所以我也有幸听到胡花族的故事。
Yeah, so he heard about the Ha Hu clan.
所以真的是很感谢
神。That was a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, really thankful, Lord.
Yeah, 这个永远会在我们的记忆当中烙炼下去。
That will be remembered.
春天来到了。
So it's springtime, guys.
过去几周，加州又下了雨，我们都很喜欢下雨。
And then, you know, we were being graced with some rain in California, and I think we all enjoyed a little bit of rain here, right?
然后呢，我们可以看见许多花朵的盛开。
And then, so we see the flowers blooming.
那我因为调时差的关系，所以很早就起来了。
Well, because a little bit of jet lag, so I've been getting up really early.
那同时日光节约时间也调整，对不对
？And coupled with, you know, daylight saving.
所以好几天，大概5点5点半就醒了。
So there were a couple of days I was up at 5.
然后就开窗户或到外到到到院子里面。
So you know, I might be opening the window, I'll back, or maybe I'm in my backyard.
然后就发现啊，好像是全城的鸟都在叫。
And I realized that there's a lot of birds chirping, like the whole city's bird chirping.
你现在一边我们在外面听不到鸟叫的。
You know, it's hard. Like, do you recall when was the last time you really noticed that birds were chirping?
你如果想要听鸟叫，你早上六点以前起床，你开个门，你就可以开个窗户，就听到外面的鸟叫。
But if you know bird chirping is your thing, then get up at six, open the door, they'll be chirping.
我们很多人呢，都对一首诗很熟悉。
Well, most of us here are very familiar with a psalm, with a song, the poem.
A poem.
That's a poem.
是唐朝的诗人孟浩然所写的。
Yep, it's from a poet Meng in the Tang Dynasty.
Yeah. 他这个诗怎么说呢？
What's this poem about?
我用中文读完了，不然用英文读。<laughs>
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Ha will be poetic this morning.
No, 春眠不觉晓.
Yeah, man.
处处闻啼鸟. 然后呢? 夜来风雨声, 花落知多少.
Yep, so here it goes. Spring morning draws unnoticed wealth in my slumber. Until everywhere I heard birds a twitter.
A twitter.
Rainstorm dist rain. Dude, this is crazy, right? Rage throughout the night. How many flowers off it blew, I wonder. Not bad, right? But see, this is his work, not my work.
诗总是会让我们有一种 情境的一种感受.
You know, when you read a beautiful poem like this, you have this sensation of this, you know, like this ambient, this situation.
那小时候读诗就是背诗.
But it's different when we learn about this poem when we were young, we're merely just memorizing.
但是你当想到春天的情景的时候，这篇诗不但是带出它对环境的描述，并且带出我们的心情。
But this poem really emphasizes on spring, and it's the spring of what's happening in spring, and then it's how we feel during spring.
但是我们要，如果要对诗有一个深刻的了解，事实上我们要对诗有认识。
But if you want to have a deeper understanding of the poem, you really need to do a little. You don't really know the backgrounds of this poem.
我知道刚刚读那篇诗的时候，用中文读的时候，在美国出生成长的人是完全没感觉的。So
you know, when I was reading it in Chinese, I know that those who were born and grew up here, there's absolutely no feelings of it at all.
Did you guys any feeling when I was reading that poem?
No.
I did it bad, right? Yeah. They didn't feel it.
因为你对语言和对它的境界的描述没有感受的时候，你是不能了解它的意义的。Due
to the language barrier, it's hard to get into the mode or into the rhythm of this poem.
很多时候，弟兄姐妹，当我们在读圣经的时候，我们碰到的是同样的问题。And
you know, similarly, this happens when you read the Bible.
圣经里面有一卷书。
There is a book in the Bible that's a large percentage of, you know, the Bible.
叫做诗篇。
And it's called Psalms.
诗篇的原文希伯来文是用诗词的体裁所写出来的。
And you know, Psalms in its original Hebrew language is a book composed of poems and songs.
那不但如此，它不只是诗词，它事实上是诗歌。
So not only that it's poems, it's also psalms or songs to be sung.
诗篇的希伯来文是称为 mizmor.
So you know, the original language of Psalms is called Mizmor.
Mizmor的意思是什么? 就是一个要用弦乐去配合它的一个旋律所唱出来的歌。
So what does Mizmor mean? It means a melody. It's a I don't know how to
melodic?
Say. Melodic. Melodic songs that should be accompanied by, you know, instruments and to be seen.
那诗还有歌曲，事实上我们都了解是抒发我们情感的，表达我们感受的和心境的一种描述。
So, you know, we all can feel that poems and psalms, it's a product of the essence of how we feel at the moment.
但是因为它是一种艺术情感的境界。
But it's because it's presented in a very artistic way.
有些时候我们不是能够完全的抓住它的表达的敬意。
So oftentimes to fully grasp what it's trying to express, it's a hit and miss.
但是弟兄姐妹，圣经里面的这一卷书诗篇是带领我们能够更深刻的认识神和更能够经历神的一条必经的管道。
But guys, you know, Psalms in the Bible, it's almost like an absolute necessary road we have to get on to really get a deeper understanding and deeper knowing of our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们都知道主耶稣基督他给我们最大的诫命是什么。
You guys all know, brothers and sisters, what is the biggest commitment that Jesus Christ has told us to
我们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
Okay.
You ought to love the Lord, your God, with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength, right?
Thank you, sir.
可是弟兄姐妹，我们懂得怎么样尽力的爱神，努力工作，努力服事。
Well, guys, so do we really know how to really love our God? Is it through the ways of, serve harder?
We know how to serve with our strength, right?
Yeah.
我们知道怎么样子去尽意爱我们的神。
So we know how to
love God with all of our mind.
With all our mind.
我们认定神，我们就跟随神，我们就信靠神。
So, you know, we acknowledge who God is.And we focus and follow it.
但是今天我们很多人不懂得如何去尽心和尽性的去爱神。
But you know, unfortunately, today a lot of people don't know how to full-heartedly and full-faithfully to go and follow and
with all of our hearts and with all of our soul.
Soul,
right? Okay. 因为当我们讲到尽心跟尽性的时候，弟兄姐妹，讲到的是用我们的情感，用我们的灵魂。我们全人的最深处，我们去爱神。
Because when speaking of that last two, it's about loving our God with all our heart, all our soul, using the deepest part of our soul to go and love God.
我们讲到的是我们的情感。
What we're talking about is our emotional.
我们讲到的是我们的在神面前我们。自然抒发的这种情绪。
What we're talking about is how to naturally express your deepest, truest feelings before God.
那我们就觉得在此处呢，我们跟神有间隔。
And it is here where we feel the gap between us and the God.
很多时候，我们基督徒，我们想要学祷告，我们在神的面前祈求，可是我说我听不见神。
A lot of times we want to learn how to pray to the God to our God.And we want to hear him, but you know, oftentimes we don't hear him.
我们只会在神的面前，我们对他提出要求。
And what it turns into is normal. If it just feels like we're just requesting.
那很多时候我们对神提出要求，可是我们就不知道神会不会照着我们的要求去应允我们。
And almost like we give God a to-do list, and we don't know if God's going to do everything on our to-do list.
我记得几周前在英文的主日学。
I remember a couple of weeks ago in the English Bible study.
那主日学老师呢，他就替这个弟兄姐妹们做预备的工作的时候，就问了这个问题。
And then I remember the Bible school teacher asked this question in the preparation time.
他说：“你们你如何的我想想看他是怎么问这个问题的。”你在什么样的环境当中，你觉得你最能够听见神
？So his question is it he?
Yeah.
His questions was like this: In what kind of situation, when you find yourself in, that you can hear the Lord clearest? where he can hear the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，如果今天我问你们一个问题。
So brothers and sisters, I ask you a question then.
你上一回什么时候听到神的声音？
When was the last time you heard our God?
你曾经有没有听见过神的声音？
Or have you even ever heard our God?
那我们是会怎么样的回答呢？
And how do we answer that?
多少人弟兄姐妹会说我在祷告当中我听见神？
So how many of us would answer we heard our Lord in our prayers?
多少人能够说我沉浸在神的话语当中的时候我听见神。
Or how many of us can say that once before I've heard my God when I'm in the word, reading the word?
弟兄姐妹，诗篇就是带领我们学习如何祷告，带领我们学习如何听见神的一卷书。
Brothers and sisters, that's what Psalm is. Psalm is a book that teaches us how to listen to God and how to pray to God.
神赐给我们诗篇，让我们能够学习在祷告当中，不但是用我们的意念啊，用我们的力量去爱神，他带领我们学习到怎么样用我们的心，用我们的灵去爱我们的神。
In Psalms, not only it teaches us how to love God with our strength, but on a deeper side, it teaches us how to love God and listen to God with our soul and our mind and our heart.
对许多人来说，诗篇是一卷他们非常喜爱的书卷。
And to many, Psalms is usually, oftentimes one of their favorite books.
可是对很多人来讲，诗篇是一本不太能够懂或不太能够读也不太能够懂的书。
However, on the other hand, Psalms is oftentimes a book that's for many that's hard to grasp or to understand.
弟兄姐妹，在每天读圣经灵修的这个时段当中。
So brothers and sisters, in your daily reading, in your daily Bible study.
Not in your, just, yeah, yeah. In mine, actually.
Oh, in yours, okay.
我最喜欢的一种灵修的方式。
And then, you know, my favorite Bible study, one of the methods.
Personal devotion.
The personal devotion that
I like. 如果
我
有时间的话。
If I do have the time.
我就读一卷旧约。
I will read a little bit of Old Testament.
一卷新约。
And I'll read something in the New Testament.
然后我读一卷诗篇。
And I'll read a chapter of Psalm.
然后读一卷箴言。
And I'll read a chapter of Proverbs.
那你如果这样子读的话，你一年半就可以把整本圣经读过一遍。
If you do that, you can finish the whole Bible in a year and a half.
那过去这一个多月呢？我灵修的时间刚好，我是用一个灵修的这个日程表在做灵修。
So in the past month or so, my daily devotions has been following this kind of schedule. That
那刚好呢，过去这几周着重的是就是诗篇。
And coincidentally, last for the last couple of weeks, it was focused on Psalms. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was focused on Psalms.
然后我在读的时候呢，我就读到了诗篇第百三十篇。
And then doing the and following my schedule, I you know and I got and here is Psalms 130.
然后神就把他的话语赐给我。
And is there God give His word to me?
弟兄姐妹，刚刚慧刚在带我们祷告的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when our chairman 慧刚 was leading us through prayers,
就也引发我们对我们现在的生活和社会和世界上面的环境的一种心境。
And he brought up a little bit of how we feel about our society, how our world today, and how we reflect upon this current situation.
我们自己每个人，我们在个人的生活、家庭生活上面，事业上面所面对的挑战。
And you know, to talk about individual-wise, what we face in the world, in our work, and our emotions, what's going on inside.
不少弟兄姐妹们在面对疾病、面对死亲人的死亡。
And you know, some brothers and sisters are dealing even with you know illness, sickness, death of family members.
这个疫情总是过不去。
And you know, this pandemic is just not passing.
然后呢，这个俄国的普丁硬是要去攻打乌克兰这件事情，让我们看了。很心情很烦乱，很烦躁，而且很不满。
And you know this very disturbing and almost makes us angry about you know Putin wants to of Russia go and attack Ukraine.
我们作为神的儿女，我们总觉得希望在生命当中有一个重心。
And you know, as children of God, we always long for a focus point, an important point.
因为当我们的生活、个人的生活和我们的环境不稳，这个不稳动荡的时候，我们像是一个将要溺水的人，我们要找东西去抓住。
Because you know when things are going bad around us, right, and the world is in turmoil, you know we tend to want to find something as if we're drowning. We want to grab hold of something.
有时候我们在那边踢水打水乱抓，能够抓什么就抓什么。
And then, you know when we're struggling and like we're drowning, we'll grab whatever we grab, and then we'll you know hold on to it.
有些人去购物。
So some grabs onto shopping.
有些人就要去这个度假。
Some grabs onto vacationing.
有些人开始脾气变暴躁。
Some grabbed onto anger.
有些人就是不要去上班。
Some grabbed onto, you know, not wanting to work.
然后有些人可能是开始整理家里面做各式各样的这个装潢装修。
Some found that salvation or that you know life jacket as if like home improvement projects, right?
我们找事情。占据自己的时间。
To find something to distract yourself, to take up your own time.
找事情让自己的思想不会陷落在这些我们觉得是负面或者是搅扰我们的事情。
Yeah, to find something that to distract you, take your mind off of the more disturbing stuff that you don't want to think about.
弟兄姐妹，属于神的儿女，弟兄姐妹，神已经赐给我们一个最稳妥，让我们能够抓住，让我们有重心，让我们不会动荡的就是他的话。
But brothers and sisters, do you know that God had already given us something to grab on during this time of tribulation or time of troubles? It's His words. Grab onto His words.
但是我们要对神的话要有认识，要能够了解他的意思，神的话才会在我们的生命当中有他的果效。
But it's not simple as just grabbing onto God's words, right? You need to have understanding. You need to know what God's word is talking about to really make it something that you grab on that's secure, that's floating.
否则的话，我们听一个人在读诗，你读起来好像很有韵律，很有味道，可是我完全不明白他的意思。
Or else you'll be hearing as if like a poet saying some great poetry, but you have no meaning. You have no understanding of it. It just sounds good.
弟兄姐妹。我盼望你们能够跟我一起学习读圣经、读诗篇。
I really, brothers and sisters, I really hope that you will take my example and really try to find beauty in learning and studying Psalms.
因为当我们了解、认识诗篇以后，弟兄姐妹，你们会发现你的生命在神的面前有实际的成长。
And through the study of Psalms, you will notice that your life is growing.To understanding God.
你可以开始知道怎么样在祷告当中寻求神的旨意。
The one of the results is you will know how to pray to God and find meaning and answer in God prayers.
你的信心会得到建立。
Your faith will grow secure.
你会听见神的声音。
And you will hear God's voice.
弟兄姐妹，当我们诗篇一共有150篇。
So a lot of books and Psalms, 150 total.
当我们去读诗篇的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们可以发掘出它事实上有五种大类。
But if you really want to if you read it enough, you can categorize all the psalms into five categories.
你如果有圣经的话，跟我一起翻到诗篇。诗篇就在圣经的正中间。
If you got a Bible with you, or you know, get out your app, let's turn to Psalms. Psalms is like right in the middle of the book, in terms of page wise.
诗篇里面五大类之一是赞美的诗，或者是崇拜的诗。
So, the first category of psalm is hymns and praises.
比如说诗篇第二十九篇第一和第二节。
A good example will be Psalms 29, verse 1 to 2.
神的众子啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，都要归给耶和华。要将耶和华的名和所当得的荣耀归给他，以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to His name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness.
诗篇当中第二个大类是讲到感恩的。
And the second category in all the Psalms is to thanksgiving.
好比诗篇第一百篇四和五节。
Good example is Psalms 100. Verse 4 to 5.
诗篇一百篇四和五节，当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，歌颂他的名，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever.His faithfulness continues through all generations.
诗篇当中第三大类是讲到称颂君王的诗歌。
And the third category of psalms is royalty.
你好比诗篇第四十五篇第六节。
And a good example is Psalms 45, verse 6.
诗篇第四十五篇第六节。神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的。
Psalm 46, verse 6, your throne, oh God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom.
诗篇当中第四大类是讲到智慧。
And then, you know, the fourth category is about wisdom.
诗篇第一篇第一到第三节。
Right off the bat, Psalms, the first book of Psalms, verses 1 to 3.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Blessed is the one who does not walk in the step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night.That person is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in seasons, and whose leaf does not wither, whether they do prosperous.
诗篇当中第五大类是所谓的哀歌，或说在神面前的哀叹，或者是诉苦。
Last but not least, the fifth category will be the lament or the complaints.
诗篇第一百四十二篇。第一到第四节。
And then, good example is Psalms 142, verse 1 to 4.
这是大卫的诗。
And this is a poem of King David.
诗篇第一百四十二篇第一到第四节，他说：“我发声哀告耶和华，我发声恳求耶和华，我在他的面前吐露我的苦情，陈说我的患难。”我的灵在我里面发昏的时候，你知道我的道路，在我行的路上有敌人为我暗设网罗，求你向我右边观看，因为没有人认识我，我无处避难，也没有人眷顾我。
I cry aloud to the Lord, I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy, I pour out before him my complaint, before him I tell my troubleWhen my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who watch over my way in the paths where I walk. People have hidden a snare from me. Look and see, there is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life.
所以诗篇让我们学习怎么样赞美。
So, you know, Psalms teaches us how to praise.
他让我们学习怎么感恩。
And then knowing how to thanksgiving.
他学习让我们看见神的荣美和他的神权，使我们歌颂他。
And Psalms allows us to see God's sovereignty and his authority, so we know that we need to worship and praise him.
他让我们看见从他而来的智慧。
And we see the abundance of wisdom that's in God.
但是他也让我们看见一个人在神的面前是怎么样的，可以在神的面前抱怨。
But on the flip side, Psalms also let us see that how a person can go to God and complain to Him.
在诗篇150这所有的150篇当中，有一些诗篇是有这五种大类都有在里面的诗篇。
And you know, out of this 150 psalms total in psalms, there are a few of psalms that has all of these five elements that we just talked about all in one psalm.
今天我们要看的诗篇第130篇就有包含这五大类里面的一些。
And you know, the psalm that we're looking at today, Psalms 130, is a psalm that contains all five elements.
诗篇第130篇，诗人说，耶和华，我从深处向你求告，主啊，求你听我的声音，愿你侧耳听我的声音。主耶和华，你若查就查罪孽，谁能站得住呢？但是你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。我等候耶和华，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话。我的心等候主，甚于守夜的等候天亮，甚于守夜的等候天亮。以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，因他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩，他必救赎以色列，脱离一切的罪孽。
Psalm 130, a psalm of ascent.Out of the depth I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits. And in his word I hope, my soul waits for the Lord,More than the watchman for the morning, more than the watchman for the morning. O Israel, hope is the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
弟兄姐妹，在诗篇150篇当中，诗篇120到134是叫做上行之诗。
So brothers and sisters, out of the 150 psalms total, starting count from Psalm 120 to 134, they're called the mixed type.
Song of ascent. 上行之诗。
Song of ascent.
你在圣经里面会看到他说这些是上行之诗。什么叫做上行之诗？
So you know it's titled. These psalms are actually titled Psalms of Ascent. So, but what is this ascent business?
这些诗歌是让要去耶路撒冷圣殿里面敬拜神的人所写的诗歌。
These psalms are written by those who are on their way or going to the temple in Israel to go and worship God. These psalms are written by those individuals.
耶路撒冷是在山顶。
You know, Israel is on the top of a
city
of Jerusalem is on the top of a mountain or a hill.
海拔2400多。
Its elevation is about 2,400 feet.
当时的犹太人要去圣殿当中敬拜的时候，他们是要爬山的。
So you know, there's a lot of climbing to do for people who wants to go to Jerusalem to worship.
最常走的一条路是从耶利哥往耶路撒冷去。
A popular road is to start in
Jericho.
Jericho and go upwards.
耶利哥城市海拔-800 feet。
And the city of Jericho was actually below sea level, negative 800 feet below.
所以你要爬3200尺，你才能够爬到，你才能够爬到这个耶路撒冷。
So combining the low and the high, it's about roughly 3,200 feet. Around that, you got to climb to go and worship God in his temple.
大概四分之三英里。
About
three quarters.
3/4 of a mile.
但是因为是山路啊。
But because it's a hill, it's a climbing.
所以你大概要爬个几个钟头啊，半天的时间才能爬上去。
So you know it'll take about half a day, a couple of hours at least to get up there.
弟兄姐妹，当一个人为着要去圣殿里面敬拜神的时候。
But guys, when one wants to, it's his or her desire to go to the temple and worship.
他看到这样的一座山。
And when that person looks at this mountain,
他看到这个他的目的地是在山顶的圣城和圣殿。
And he looks up and he sees his destination. It's on the top of the mountain, the holy city.
他要去朝见神。
And he's going there.
但是他有一段路要走，而且是什么上行之路。
And this individual sees that it's up there, and they look at the path they gotta do, and it's upward climb. It's a path of ascension.
那看见这个山坡要上去敬拜神的时候，心情是愉快的呢，还是疲惫的？
So what do you guys think when they see this upward climb? Are they looking at this road with joy, or are they looking at this road be like, oh man, type of thing?
哇，太棒了！我要走2-4小时，爬到山顶去敬拜神，我的心真是愉快，我的心充满力量。
Are they gonna be like, oh boy, can't wait to climb this road up? You know, it's gonna take like 4 hours, but I'm totally for it.
哈，今天早上喝了两杯咖啡。
Got two pumps, two espressos in me.
吃了一顿好的早饭，现在刚好去运动运动。
Yeah, I got ate a breakfast for champions. I'm ready to climb.
还是想我又要去爬山了。
Or kind of be like, oh man.
昨天晚上睡觉就睡得不够，睡太晚了。
You know, I was up late last night, and I gotta climb this. Oh man.
如果自己爬就算了。
And you know what? If I have to climb by myself, whatever.
如果你要携家带眷呢？
But you know, I got my family with me, you know.
你明明是要带着家人去山上朝见神呢。
You know, the it's a clear purpose. You bring your family up to worship the God.
昨天晚上没睡好。
But you know, due to whatever reason, like.
然后早上起床的时候，孩子又不听话，所以呢，搞了半天出不了门。
And then, you know, but because your kids like they're like you know 12 years old, and so it gives you such a headache when to wake them up in the morning.
Okay, 有一个是青少年，所以很挖不起来。另外一个年纪太小，所以爬一半你一定要背。
Oh, and then you know you got also a young one where halfway through the climb, like they get tired, so you got to carry them on your back.
然后心情不愉快了。
So you're not too happy.
明明是要去朝见神，可是一想到就是累。
You know, it's a good.It's a good purpose. You're going to worship God, but because what you got to do, you think about it and it makes you tired.
好像我们礼拜天早上来教会的时候，稍微有一点相似的这种情
况。Guys, you find that similarity when you wake up on Sundays and have to come here.
本来要来敬拜神，还要放诗歌，结果呢，在路上就搞得不愉快。
You know, when you wake up, you know that you're coming to church and you're going to worship and get some singing going. But during the way, because of this tired thought, everything turned left.
我不知道今天会不会有人就说，算了算了，那留在家里面就直接直播好了。
Does that ever happen to anybody where you were going to come out, but because of this, you decide to stay home and just stream?
本来一家人要在神的面前敬拜，个人有个人的小荧幕，大家回自己房间去敬拜。
And you know, originally it was going to be a gathering in front of TV as a family setting, but you know, decided everybody's not happy with each other.
各式各样的心情可能都有。
Everybody decided to split and just watch on their little phones.
可是对这些要到耶路撒冷圣殿里面敬拜神的人来说，弟兄姐妹，就这些上行的诗歌做了，让他们在到神的路上能够对神抒发他们在神面前的心情。
But it is these songs of ascension that captures all of these feelings, emotions going through.The minds of these people that's making that climb to go and worship God.
弟兄姐妹，这首诗歌让我们看见这个诗人就是今天我们属神的人。弟兄姐妹，当我们要去敬拜神，当我们要去亲近神的时候，很多时候我们发现什么？我们在处于一个很深、很黑暗的一个环境。
And you know the writer of this Psalm 130, His psalm allows us to see that oftentimes in the people that has this goal to go and worship God, and as we make our way to go worship God, but what really in our heart, it's an abundance of darkness, an abundance of burden.
他说我从深处向你求告。
You know, he says, I'm crying out to you from depths.
我在一个很深很深的地方，但是我盼望你能够听见我的声音，我愿意你侧耳来听我的声音。
You know, it starts off with, I'm in this deep, deep, low place, and I'm crying out to you, and I really hope that you'll listen.
这里可能讲到的是，因为他周遭的环境的压迫，还有周遭他所
One way to portray this situation is, you know, maybe his environment, his situation around him, right? It's not so good. It's oppressing him. It's giving him stress.
但这也很可能是因为这个要去朝圣去见耶稣的，见耶和华的人，他心里面想到神的圣洁，他就看见他自己的罪。
Or it could be another way to see this is that this person realized that God is so holy and clean, and when the thought of going to worship God makes him feel low and unclean.
当他要去爱神，当他要去亲近神，当他要去敬拜神的时候，你看第三节，他想到的就是我是一个有罪的人。
And when he's going to go and, you know, worship God, to go and see God, in verse 3, he sees that, you know, he is a man of lowliness.
神是一个公义，神是一个圣洁的神。他如果要追究起罪孽，没有人在他的前面能够站立得住。
Because our God is just and holy, so for if he wants to make a case for iniquities, nobody can withstand it.
所以他是在一个 深处向神呼求。
And then that's, you know, this shows this deep lowly place where the psalmist is pleading for God.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们听不见神的声音，因为我们远离了神。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times when we don't hear God, it's because we ourselves went away from God.
很多时候我们听不见神的声音，弟兄姐妹，因为我们有罪，我们没有去认罪。
And a lot of times we can't hear our God is because we have sinned, and sin cut us off from God, but then we don't repent and deal with our sins.
有些时候是我们知罪，可是我们不去认它。
A lot of times we even know our sin, and we just choose not to acknowledge it.
可是有些时候是我们自己不觉得自己有罪啊。
But a lot of times it's actually we have sinned, but not really realizing that we are sinning.
或者我们有一种态度，就是说人都是会犯罪，我知道人都是不完美的，所以在神的面前就是这样子，我就努力把自己做好就好。Or,
you know, I think a lot of times it's this whatever attitude that we have where, you know, we think about we have these pet sins because everybody has sinned, so we thought, hey, you know, whatever, you know, as long as we're okay with God and we think it's okay.
你知道那个叫做知罪不认罪吗?
You know that it's, you know you got it, but you just don't acknowledge it.
你知道这样的态度跟一个不信神的人是完全没有两样的吗?
And did you know that thinking that way, you're no different from an unbeliever?
今天不愿意信耶稣、认识神的爱和救恩的人，就是不愿意去面对他们的罪恶。就算他们要面对，他们也没有解决之道。You
know, for a lot of people that refuses to, you know, come to know God is because they have these sins and they don't want to face them. They don't want to deal with them.
我不是圣人，我承认。
You know, oftentimes they say, hey, I'm not a saint, and I know that. I'm no saint.
我承认我的生命当中一定有过错罪恶。
And I know I'm doing a lot of things wrong in my life.
但是我何必要来这位圣洁、公义、有道德标准的神面前，让我感觉不舒服呢?
But yeah, like why do I need to come and, you know, acknowledge something that's just and clean and upright? And then facing something like this makes me feel so uncomfortable.
我不要承认有这位神，把神移掉，无神论者。那我今天我过的生活，我就是努力做一个好人就好。
Yeah, and so what I'd rather do is delete that thought, and then just try to be a good person, live a comfortable life.
我不要有一个神谴责我。
I don't need a God to come and condemn me.
我不要一群有道德水准观念，我不要你来谴责我。
I don't need to be around people with good moral and right, good righteousness, and you know, I don't need people to judge me.
我甚至连我自己我都不要谴责我自己。
Well, you know, and then definitely, I'm going to take it easy on myself, right? I'm going to please myself and do whatever I want.
弟兄姐妹，这个在基督徒的身上同样是会有的遭遇。
Guys.Don't think that this, as a Christian, you are free of that.
当我们在这样的环境当中的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们就听不见神的声音。
Because when we're in that situation, many Christians stop hearing the Lord.
我们也看不见神的工作。
Not only that, we become blind.
你们记得先知约拿的故事吗？
You guys remember the story of Jonah?
你知道约拿是神的先知，神派他到尼尼微一群不信神的地方。因为他们要被毁灭，神说你要去跟他们传什么悔改 的道理，让他们能够回转到、神的面前。
You know, Prophet Jonah, God sent him to the city called
Nineveh.
Nineveh to give him a message of repent, because that city is destined for doom, because all of their its iniquity.
可是这个先知，神的先知，神的仆人，他说：“我不要去尼尼微，告诉他们，他们要被毁灭。”
But this dude, like he is the prophet of God, right? But he's like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go and tell them to repent.
因为他说，我如果去跟他们讲，他要被毁灭，可是我知道耶和华一定要拯救他们，那我的话就不应验，我的话不应验，那我就不爽，所以我不要去做。
Because you know, I need to go and tell them that they're destined for doom, but I know that God's going to save them.And then when God saved them, what I say becomes kind of like BS, and I don't want to do that.
所以呢，神叫他往尼尼微走，他偏往反方向，反方向，这个他失去。
And so instead of traveling to Nineveh where God wants him to go, he turned 180 and went the opposite way.
To Tarshish.
To Tarshish.
那之后呢？所以呢，神就起了风浪。
So you know what God did, right? He raised a storm.
所以呢，这个约拿在海，在这个船上面遇到风浪呢，那个船要沉了，所以他就被扔到海里面。然后呢，神就差遣什么，一只大鱼把它吞了。
So you know, and then there's a shipwreck on the ship that Jonah was on, and you know when that happens in the storm, he got thrown into the water, and then a big fish ate him.
所以约拿遇见危害生命的风暴。
And through that, Jonah experienced a life-threatening storm.
他被扔到这个汹涌波涛的海中。
And he had been tossed into the storm-risen, you know, waves of the ocean.
然后他被这只鱼吃掉了，他在鱼腹当中一片黑暗，然后一定是恶臭难受。
And you know, when he became dinner for the fish, right? He's inside the fish and must have stink in there, man.
约拿他在鱼腹当中啊，圣经约拿书第二章，他这样子跟神祷告。
But it is when he was in the fish belly, he prayed to God like this.
他说啊，我遭遇患难的时候，求告耶和华，你就应允我。从阴间的什么深处我呼求，你就俯听我的声音，你将我投下到深渊，就是海的深处，大水环绕我，你的波浪这个波浪洪涛都漫过我身。
Jonah where?
1, 2, 3.
Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish, saying, I call out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you hear my voice. For you cast me into the depth, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your waves and your billows passed over me. Thank you.
约拿跟神呼求。
So Jonah cried out to the Lord.
他说神啊，我在这个深处。
Hey, he said, God, I'm in this depth.
大水要淹过我了。
I am surrounded by
flood. 我在黑暗当中。
And I'm in darkness.
我很可怜。
Dude, my life is so bad.
我的环境遭遇很惨。
I'm suffering.
他没看到他是他的犯罪了。
But he did not see that it was all his own doing.
他只看见他自己的环境很困难，所以他要呼求神拯救
他。All he saw was that his environment is doing him wrong.
他知道他要死亡，他要灭亡了，他要求神拯救他。
He probably thinks he's doomed. He's gonna die. So then he cried out for God.
然后他说：“但是我知道神，当我呼求你的时候，你会拯救我。”
But then he knows when he cries out to the Lord, God will save him.
你说讽不讽刺？
Isn't this very sarcastic?
尼尼微城的人就是生命要遭到毁灭，因为他们的罪过。但是神要拯救他，约拿不愿意去顺服神做这件事工，他自己经历的时候，他就要神的拯救。
Isn't it just like the city of Nineveh, where they're full of sin? God sent Jonah to go there to give them the message to save them, and he refused. And then here he is doing the same exact thing.
但是我们看见约拿，他最后认识神在他生命中的工作，所以他学习顺服神。
But at the end, Jonah saw the work of the Lord in his life, and he learned to obey God.
所以当鱼把约拿吐出来到干地这个旱陆地上面之后呢，神又说你要往尼尼微去。这一次他就听了神的话，他就去尼尼微做神要他做的事。
So this time, when the fish spit him out on dry land, God told him, "You need to go to the city of Nineveh." Jonah did so.
弟兄姐妹，你看，在诗篇一百三十篇里面，当诗人在神的面前吐露他的心意的时候，他的心意是他要去敬拜神，他要去呼求神。
So as we can also see in Psalms 130, when the psalmist says.Cried out to the Lord, I'm going, and his heart is crying out, I want to go to the God, I want to go and worship God.
很可能是因为他生活的环境，使得他的生命，使得他的生活的品质，使得他所面对的一切是遭大患难的。
Maybe it's one of the reasons because, you know, experience in life, the environment is causing him to experience this turmoil, and he's going to God for salvation.
但是他不会因为大环境而使得他怎么样将眼目离开耶和华的身上。
But the psalmist did not take his eye off the Lord because of this turmoil of his environment.
这条路再怎么难走，我也要上去。
And they know that no matter how difficult, tiring this road to ascension is, I will.Go through it.
我因为我的心情，或者是我因为我的罪恶，离这位圣洁的神距离是这么的远，但是我要向神呼求。
In my mind, in my heart, I know maybe because of my iniquities or my sins, I've fallen so short and so far from God, but my goal does not change. I want to go there.
而且我知道神会听我。
And when I get there, I know He will listen.
这是一位认识神的人。
That is.From a person who really knows God.
这是一位真正有主耶稣基督在他生命当中的人。
These are the type of people who we know that has Jesus Christ in their heart.
弟兄姐妹，当我们要亲近神，当我们要经历神，当我们要听见神的时候
，Lord, when we want to get close to God, when we want to hear God and speak to God.
弟兄姐妹，当我们要亲近神的时候
，When we want to have that intimacy with God.
因为神的圣洁。
Because of His holiness,
因为他的公义
and because of His righteousness,
弟兄姐妹，神的光照在我们的黑暗当中的时候，是让我们不得不去认清、认透我们的罪。
When His light, when we want to go close to Him, His light, His holy light will just cannot. It's inevitable to shine into our dark hearts and make us uncomfortable and make us realize we need to repent.
但是一位真正认识神的人。知道我们来神的面前，罪恶所带给我们的不是谴责和责罚，而是神的赦罪和他的恩典。
But because we are all are good Christians, so we know when this light shines into us and reflects upon our iniquities, what we will receive is not blame or condemnation. What we will receive is mercy and salvation.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 1.
新约圣经最后面约翰一书第一章。
It's towards the end of the New Testament, 1 John chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
约翰一书第一章第八第九节。
1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and 9.
我们若说自己无罪，或说我们自己不去认我们自己有罪，那我们就在自欺，神的真理也不在我们的心里了。
If we say we have no sin, we deceive others, and the truth is not in us.
但是我们如果认自己的罪，神是信实的，他是公义的，他必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us for our sins and go cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
当我在管教我孩子的时候，
You know, when I'm disciplining my children,
我盼望我努力的方向是不是因为他让我不高兴而我去惩罚他。
I always try and strive to achieve that. It's not because they did something wrong that I'm punishing them.
Oh, not some, no. I don't want to punish my children because they did something I do not like. Okay. 我不希望因为他们做的事情不对我的脾气，所以呢，我就对他们发怒。
It's not something that they did that didn't fit my preference or my standard, and then I bestow anger upon them.
我盼望我在管教他们的时候，是因为他们做了错的事情。
But I strive to give punishment when they did something that is wrong.
但是，当我要让他们了解他们错在哪里。
But when I tried to make him realize or understand what is this wrong, where did it go? What did it do that's wrong?
他们需要了解做错事情是要有后果的。
And they need to understand that there is consequence when they do wrong.
但是我努力的方向是我要让他们了解，他们如果认错，确实的知道他们错在哪里，那我是可以原谅他们的。
But I strive to achieve that when they know, truly know what fault and the wrong that they did, and they try to make it right, there is forgiveness from me.
你知道我这是跟谁学的？
You know who I learned this from? Jesus?
我跟神学的。
I'm learning that from God.
有多少时候我们看见孩子做错事情，然后不是我们看见，我们知道有事情做错，不知道哪一个孩子做的，我们要说你是谁？谁做了这件事情？是谁
？So you know, for those that have more than one kid, right? Situations like this, something is messed up, and you look at this messed up thing, and you ask all of them, hey, who did this?
那你说，然后你那个脸色、那个样子、语气、那个样子，手都举高高的，你看哪一个孩子会说就是我嘛？
So in that moment, right, your voice is raised, your face is not exactly pleasant, and you know, and you got this hand up, and you're asked this, like, who's going to say me?
说是谁？马上给我说，现在！
Yeah, dude, you know, you're like just pissed off and go bam, like, who did this?
然后你认为你的孩子会说，就是我啊。
Yeah, like, you know, yeah, right. That kid's like, yeah, it's me, daddy, what's up?
没有一个人，他说，大概是他，我不知道，可是可能是他。
Then you get this speculated, you get this other thing, right? Everybody's trying to pinpoint other, it's never me. It's my brother or it's my sister.
我们家的规定就是，是你，你就说是你，不是你，你不要说是别人。
So we made a rule in my house where if it's you, admit it, but if it's not you, don't say anything.
可是弟兄姐妹，你要如何让那个做错事情的孩子愿意承认他错？
But guys, brothers and sisters, the hard part is how do you make the one that did wrong come forth and admit the wrong?
他要知道他在认错之后，就算有惩罚，他知道有赦罪、有恩典能够从你那边来。
The one that did wrong, they need to acknowledge, know that although there are consequences, right? But after that, there's also mercy and forgiveness.
弟兄姐妹，神是圣洁公义的神。
Brothers and sisters, our God is just and merciful.
神也是有惩治、有震怒的神。
But our God also angers and and punished.
可是神的惩治跟震怒只是临在那位不肯认罪，应着景象要继续在罪恶当中过生活的人。
But please understand that God's wrath is only to those that are unwilling to acknowledge and repent.
神的性对神的性格是要赦罪，是要施恩，是要怜悯，是要回复，是要爱的神。
But understand that in God's natural way, his natural tendencies, he wants to forgive. He wants to give mercy.
你看这位诗人是不是认识神
？So this psalmist that wrote 130, does he know God or what?
我要上到圣殿，我要走这个上行之路，辛苦的路。但是因为我爱神，但是我知道我的环境，我知道我的心情，我知道我的罪，在神的面前我站不住。但是神是，当我遇见他的时候，他是有丰富怜悯赦罪之恩的神。
Right. So the psalmist, during his way of ascension, he understands that you know he's full of he's lowly, he's full of iniquities, but there's big trouble in his environment. But when he goes up there and he finally sees the Lord, what's going to happen? The Lord is going to forgive him, give him redemption because God's steadfast love for him.
姐妹，我们在生活当中，我们受罪恶的引诱，我们受罪恶的捆绑，我们受罪恶的压抑，我们不是要逃避这一切。
So brothers and sisters, in our daily lives, we're suppressed, we're tempted, and we are burdened by our sins.
我们不是要去逃避神。
But we're not, but because we, all the sin-related activities or trouble is not to tell you to run away from God.
不然问题解决不了。
Because if you run away from God, you'll never solve your problem.
当我们来到神的面前的时候，弟兄姐妹，神已经替我们做了赦罪的工作，主耶稣基督他已经将他的生命献上，为我们的罪而舍去他的生命，所以我们经历到的是释放。
Because what did Jesus Christ already did for us? He already died on the cross, and he already paid for the price for all of our sins, right? So when these type of times come, you should go that there is redemption, there is forgiveness.
我们在神面前所经历到的是罪和这个捆绑和他的压抑得到什么洗净。
What we should experience from God when we go close to God is the sensation and the feeling and not acknowledgement of your emancipated, you're cleansed, you're free.
然后使我们更能够真正的敬畏神。
And through that experience, make us want more respectful to our Lord and worship Him.
所以当这个这个诗人在往这个在上行要去朝见耶和华的时候，他想到他的罪，但是他纪念到的是经历到的是主耶稣基督赦罪的恩典。
That's why the psalmist during his climb.He knows that at the end of it, what he's going to experience is salvation. It's redemption.
所以第五节，他就在神的面前，他说：“所以我要等候耶和华。”
And then that's why he write in verse 5 that he wait for the Lord.
是什么在等候？我用我的心在等候耶和华。
How is he waiting? Well, he's waiting with his heart, right?
那英文的圣经呢？说是他的心灵，他的灵魂，
他
his soul.
His soul is he's waiting with his soul in verse 6.
我在往朝见耶和华，我要见主耶稣基督。但是呢，我在等候当中。
Yeah, you know, he knows in his heart during this climb, I am going to see the Lord.
这个等候，弟兄姐妹，是一个有盼望、有根据的等候。
But his soul awaits, and this kind of wait is waiting with hope, with anticipation.
是一个肯定有结果的等候。
It is a wait that knows there's a result, and a good ending.
不是干等，也不是枯等。
It's not waiting in vain. It's not waiting for nothing.
你知道，有时候我们等人、等事情，我们不知道结果，我们不知道对方是不是是这么的让我们能够信靠。所以我等，我不知道，我干等，我枯等，我不知道事情会不会发生。
You know, it's not one of those waits where we often experience that it's very unknown, right? You're waiting, you're relying on a promise of a person, and you don't even have guarantee that it's come promise is going to come true or not.
因为我们过去的经历让我们知道，某些人或者是人基本上是靠不住的。
You know, we all had experience that sometimes it's just people are not accountable.
我们自己也是如此啊。
And so are we ourselves, right?
我可以跟 Frank 说，明天早上十一点。我跟你约个时间，我们去吃饭。
And you know, we can, James and I can make a plan for 11 o'clock to go and have something to eat.
啊，所以 Frank 就把他的所有的时间通通安排好了，所有的人他们都把时间排掉，他把十一点放好在那边，坐在那边等着 James show up.
So you know, I might be the good guy, and then you know, I clear out all my schedules. I make sure 11 o'clock I'm free.
我是很愿意十一点去跟他吃饭的。
And James, looking forward to the 11 o'clock as well.
但是呢，谁知道我明天会不会晚这个起得晚
？But you know, who knows? James might, you know, wake up late.
或者有些事情突然发生，然后需要我去，我要去这个照顾。
Or you know, emergencies happen and it requires his immediate attention.
那结果后来可能我忘了 Frank 这个人，我根本没跟他说我不能十一点去跟他吃饭。
And he forgets about me, and you know he forgot to tell me.
那他就要坐在那边干等哭等了。
I'll be crying and waiting.
不是 crying and waiting. Okay, yeah, that's fine. 但是弟兄姐妹，神不是这样子的。
No, our God's not like that.
当世人在等候神的时候，他是。有信心，而且他是有确信，他知道神一定会回应他的。
Just look at our the psalmist. When he writes a song, he knows with 100% God is there.
为什么？
Why does he know 100%?
因为神的话和神的应许是从来没有不兑现过的。
Because God had never, ever failed his promise before, ever.
弟兄姐妹。神的话，神的话是我们信心的基础。
Brothers, as we all should know, God's word is the basic, is the foundation, the first element of our faith.
当我们读到神的话，当我们借着神的话认识神，弟兄姐妹，我们的生命就有了一个根基。
When we get to know God more and more through His words, that builds solid foundation.
当我们在等候神的时候，我们就有信心知道神的话语一定会应验，他一定会听我的呼求，他一定会将我从我的苦难当中拯救出来。
And when your faith is based on that foundation, when you ever wait, you know that God's words always come true.
这个等候不是干等，不是苦等，是有盼望的等。
So then it gives meaning to your wait. Your wait is not in vain. You know there will be an outcome.
因为我有神的话。
Because God's word.
因为我听见神亲口对我说。
Because God told me so.
他说我这样子的等候就胜于什么？一个守夜的人等候天亮一样。
And therefore he says that, you know, his wait is more than the watchman for the morning. It's more meaningful for the watchman in the morning.
弟兄姐妹，一个守夜的人等天亮。
When a guy is waiting for the morning, that's watchman.
第一，天一定会亮的。
First, like, what's the first criteria? He knows the sun will rise, right?
你敢去守夜，因为你知道会有天明的那一刻。
The whole premise of you go to wait for the morning because you know there will be a morning, correct?
如果你去守夜，你不知道什么时候天亮。如果你在一个环境里面，你可以一天、两天、三天、五天、一周、一个月，天不亮的时候，你敢去守吗？
But let's say there's this environment where the sun rises in randomness. There could be a three-day gap, there could be a month gap, or several months gap. Would you go and be the watchman for the morning? And with that confidence.
夜虽然是黑,
although the night is dark,
但是天明的时刻总会来临。
But there will always be light.
这是必然的。
During dawn,
这是自然的定律。
This is nature. It will happen.
神的信实 是他的性格，是自然的定律。
And God's truthfulness is His personality and character, and it's that is the nature.
为什么守夜的人要等天亮？
Why are there watchmen for the morning?
因为守夜是煎熬啊。
Because nights are long.
你的精神会疲累。
You know, you get tired mentally.
你守夜不是只是不睡觉而已啊，你要去看夜晚有没有敌人要来夜袭。
You know, being a watchman at night, you're not really just looking for the sunrise, right? You're looking for many things. One of them is looking for enemies or any dangers.
你需要保持你身心灵的警觉性。
You have to be alert, and you cannot slack off.
不能有一丝一毫的懈怠。
No slacking off.
可是当天明的那一刻来了以后。
But when the sun comes up,
你的心身心灵你就松一口气，你就可以休息。
You're like ah, you're relieved.
在深深的黑夜当中的时候是没有安全感的。
When it's pitch dark out there, you know there's no sense of secure.
可是当天明的时候，很自然的，我们心里面就安定下来了。
But when dawn comes with the light, naturally.You relax and you feel at ease.
是何等的舒畅。
What a wonderful feeling at that point, huh?
是何等的盼望。
And it's such hope in that.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是神要我们经历的。
That is what God wants us to experience.
我们在大环境当中。
When we are in...The elements in the environment.
甚至当我们因为自己的罪的压抑
Or on the flip side of coins, when we are suppressed by our own sin.
弟兄姐妹，我们会觉得我们与神的距离是这么的远
You feel that you are far from God.
但是神从来没有离弃我们
But you got to remember, God never left us.
而且神永远都要我们来亲近他。
And God's always ever willing for you to go near Him and seek Him.
弟兄姐妹，我们对神的拯救和对神的供应的等候。
God, so brothers and sisters, when looking at God's salvation and God's providence,
是一个有根有基的盼望的等候。
You know that hope, that wait, it's got proof.It's solid, right? It's not vapor.
但是神要我们回到他的面前。
But first criteria is you have to return to God first.
弟兄姐妹，我们的信心在神的话语上吗？
Brothers and sisters, our faith is built on God's word.
你每天能够借着读神的话听见神的声音吗？
Ask you again, every day, can you hear God's voice?When you read his words,
你能够因为对你对神的亲密的认识，在祷告当中听见神的声音吗？
Do you ever hear God's voice because of your intimacy when you pray to God? He answers you in his voice.
当我们听见神的声音，
When we hear God's voice,
弟兄姐妹，我们就看见神的作为。
Then you realize God's doing.
当我们看见神的作为，弟兄姐妹，我们就能够在任何的患难当中，我们能够等候他。
When you realize God's at work, then you will be able to wait in any situation for God.
那我们在神的面前等候他的时候，弟兄姐妹，必然有那么一天。
And when we wait for God, and there will be a day,
我们会看见神的供应和他的拯救和他的同在。
We see His salvation, His providence.
因这是我们在神面前的心意。
It's all about how we, it's about how we, the condition of our heart when we're in front of God, really.
也愿意弟兄姐妹，这是我们每一个人在神面前的经历。
And if you're willing, then you will experience.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Father, we thank you.
你将你的话语赐给我们。
You've given your word to us.
你借着诗人的这首诗歌，让我们看见你的美善。
You, through the psalmist's song, you saw your beauty in you.
你让我们学习要认清我们自己的外在的环境，要让我们认清我们自己内心的 干渴。
You have taught us that we need to know our environment, what is doing to us, as well as our internal inequities and what is doing to us.
当我们觉得孤独无助的时候，
when we feel lonely and helpless, Lord.
当我们觉得你离我们很远，或者是我们听不见你声音的时候。
When we feel that you are far and we cannot hear you,
主让我们像诗人一样，心中能够唱着赞美的诗来到你的面前。我们要上行到你的面前。
Lord, let us be at the summer that we will sing in our heart with praises as we travel that path of ascension to you.
因为我们必然有的盼望，主是你赦罪的恩典。
Because our faith, we know that you will redeem us. You will forgive us.
我们必然的确信，在你面前的等候是你必将我们解围。
We know that for sure when we wait, the result will be you coming to redeem us and save us.
愿你的话语深深地进入到我们每个人的心中。
May your words seep deeply into our hearts.
愿你的祝福与我们众人同在。
And may your blessing be with us here.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in your holy name.
Amen.
Amen.